It seemed to Tessa Wynyard that Miss Ludgate's strangest characteristic was her kindness to beggars. This was something more than a little peculiar in a nature which, to be sure, presented a surface like a mountain range of unexpected peaks and valleys. For there was a thin streak of meanness in her. One caught glimpses of it here and there, to be traced a little way and lost, like a thin elusive vein in a block of marble. One week she would pay the household bills without a murmur. The next she would simmer over them in a mild rage, questioning the smallest item and suggesting the most absurd little economies, which she would have been the first to condemn later if Mrs. Finch, the housekeeper, had ever taken her at her word. She was rich enough to be indifferent, but old enough to be crotchety. Miss Ludgate gave very sparsely to local charities, and those good busybodies who went forth at different times with subscription lists and tales of good causes often visited her and came away empty. She had plausible, transparent excuses for keeping her purse strings tight. Hospitals should be state-aided. Schemes for assisting the local poor destroyed thrift. We had heathen of our own to convert and needed to send no missionaries abroad. Yet she was sometimes overwhelmingly generous in her spasmodic charities to individuals, and her kindness to itinerant beggars was proverbial among their fraternity. Her neighbours were not grateful to her for this, for it was said that she encouraged every doubtful character who came that way. When she first agreed to come on a month's trial, Tessa Wynyard had known that she would find Miss Ludgate difficult, doubting whether she would be able to retain the post of companion, and, still more, if she would want to retain it.